I am. You know, I think Brian's done a great job, you know, managing the huddle, making some big throws in critical situations, and I think that his play can improve as we go forward and he gets more comfortable in the offense. You know, I think it takes a longer time for offenses to sync up than it does defenses, and I think that Brian's just becoming more comfortable. I think that he's relaxed. He's not in the middle of a quarterback competition now. Yeah, this is becoming his team, and you know he's taking ownership in it, and I think that's why he's done the job he has. I do think that, and I think it's a confidence thing as well. I think that he's feeling comfortable, and I think he's confident. I think that knowledge gives you confidence. Confidence allows you to play fast. I think that's what he's doing right now. I think that it's happened a little bit faster than I thought it would. I didn't know, you know, after watching the going through preseason and camp, I didn't know how comfortable he'd get with the offense, how fast I have been. You know, we were pleased with him when we got here, and Kyle and I had an opportunity to watch him on tape, and he played well in those three or four games he played in last year. So I'm happy where he's at, and I think he can get a lot better. It takes someone that has command of the offense, because there are a lot of moving parts, and we are substituting, and it has to have a guy that understands what the other 10 guys are doing. And so there are going to be times when you're playing younger players, which we are in, on offense, and you know, that he makes sure that those guys get set and they know what's going on and the snap count, that all that stuff falls on the burden of the quarterback. I think that it's part of that. I think it's part of those guys are probably better than we probably gave them credit for. You know, they all have traits they can run. Some are bigger. You know, Miles is a veteran, and Gabriel and some of those other guys have, you know, they've come in and their scheme fits, and that's a big part of it as well. But I think that Brian's play does help that. Well, I was very pleased with the deep ball to Travis and the deep ball to Gabriel. I wish that Gabe could have kept his feet, and I think he would have scored. So I think it's, you know, those aren't high. If you look around the league, probably people probably complete 25, 30 to 33% of them. And I think that Brian's probably doing a little bit better than that. And I've been pleased with how he's throwing the deep ball.
So it sounds like you would keep going for the. You're going to take your shots.
Yes, sir. That's definitely. Yes, sir. That's definitely the part of what we do: run, play action, pass, team. We're going to continue to throw the ball down the field. Just continue to get better every day. I know it sounds it's a vanilla answer, but it really is the truth. It's okay. It's we're in week two, we're week three. Like, how can you do this for 6 or 7 weeks in a row and maybe not play as much as you want to, because the kid is a great competitor and he wants to be there. It's understanding how to be a quarterback and how to learn and, you know, do all those things that he's going to have to do. And it's just the process, the grind of that, the fighting the boredom of sitting in a meeting room, learning a game plan, memorizing a game plan, but not get to go execute it. I've been really pleased with how Johnny's worked in the classroom, how he's come out and run scout team. I think he's taking it very serious, and I have no complaints with that. Well, I think that he's learned how to read coverages. I think he's learned how different the NFL game is from the college game, and how many, you know, he's faced Dick LeBeau and Dean Pease and some of these other, Rob Ryan, three great coordinators, and seeing all the, how different weekly the defense is, and, you know, how, why you have to understand what these sub blitzes are and make protection checks and run checks and do all that stuff. You know, I was part of one when Tennessee with Kerry Collins and Vince Young, so I had a little experience with it. And Brian's maturity is a big factor in that, because it does take an extremely unselfish person to be able to do that, because he's a competitor. He doesn't want someone else to go in. He feels like it's his team, but he's done awesome. He's done a great job with it. And I've been vice versa with Johnny. Johnny was as excited as anyone. Obviously, we could all tell by his language with, you know, how Brian played and how the last series came down. You know, but I've seen a difference in those two's attitude towards each other. They've become really good teammates and worked well together, and I'm excited about the quarterback room and where it's going. Well, I think that through time, it's just like, you know, your relationships with people, my relationship with people. I think that it's become a good relationship. I do think that they're friends. I do think that they work together well. And I've seen different how they interact now compared to when they first got here.